I came back from Japan Friday evening, so I'm still in jet lag and I couldn't sleep well, so I'm sleepy now. There's a 14-hour time difference. That means almost opposite. So for my body, now it's in the midnight. So please be compassionate to me. Well, since September, I have been talking on the 6 points of wholesome speech or communication. And those six, I think I put the copy of this handout, and I think Neil made photocopies, so some of you may read the origin or source of these 6 points. Those six are: first one is not speaking falsehood. This is one of the 10 major precepts, and also one of the four wholesome karma, out of the 10 wholesome karma. And second is not speaking harsh words. Third is not speaking words which cause enmity between two or more persons. And fourth is not engaging in idle talk. Or another kind of a interpretation or translation is not speaking defiled words. And fifth is not speaking of fault of others. This is also one of the 10 major precepts. And not praising oneself nor slandering others. This is again one of the 10 major precepts. And I have been, last time I talked on Dogen Zen's teaching about not speaking harsh words. And today I'd like to talk on Dogen's teaching on the third point, that is, not speaking words which cause enmity between two or more persons. He talked, I think, he talked on this point in Shobogenzo Zuimonki, section 413. So let me read this section. Excuse me. Four thirteen. Dogen instructed. It is said that, I'm sorry, it is said in the secular world that a castle falls when people start to whisper words within its walls. It is also said that when there are two opinions in a house, not even a pin can be bought. When there is no conflict of opinions, even gold can be purchased. Even in the secular world, it is said that unity of mind is necessary for the sake of maintaining a household or protecting a castle. If unity is lacking, the house or the castle will eventually fall. Much more should monks who have left home to study under a single teacher be harmonious, like the mixture of water and milk. There is also the precept of the six ways of harmony. Do not set up individual rooms, nor practice the way separately, either physically or mentally. Our life in this monastery is like crossing the ocean on a single ship. We should have unity of mind, conduct ourselves in the same way, give advice to each other to reform each other's faults, follow the good point of others, and practice the way single-mindedly. This is the way people have been practicing since the time of the Buddha. In the very beginning of this talk, Dogen Zenji quotes two kind of a proverb from the not Buddhist, but in the society, Japanese society. That is, a castle falls when people start to whisper words within its walls. Whisper means speak in a low voice. That means speak behind people. So there are secretly, not openly or publicly, but people start to whisper words. And there are probably more than one or two groups. If such things happen, you know, a castle in the medieval Japan was often for engaged fighting or war. So if there's kind of a whispering different ideas or opinion, and that means there are separation or division within the castle, you know, the castle will fall, that means we'll lose the war sooner or later. And the second proverb Dogen quote is, it is also said that when there are two opinions in the house, in household, there are two kind of separate or opposite opinions. That means they don't share the same system of value or goal or direction. If you know, there are two kind of heads, and both want to go different ways, then it said, not even a pin can be bought. That means the person, the household, cannot be prosperous. When there is no conflict of opinions, even gold can be purchased. So it's really important to be to share the one direction, to maintain a castle or maintain a household. And he quotes these two worldly proverbs to ask his monks at his assembly to be harmonious and share the one kind of a vision or goal or direction. So he continued, even in the secular world, it is said that unity of mind is necessary for the sake of maintaining a household or protecting a castle. If unity is lacking, the house or the castle will eventually fall. Much more should monks, so he often, as an introduction, talks about the secular world, and he often said much more in the case of the Buddhist community. Much more should monks who have left home to study under a single teacher be harmonious, like the mixture of water and milk. This water and milk is a kind of a common example of two different things can mix together within conflict. It's different from like water and oil. Water and oil never mix together. You know, even we, you know, start, it's separate soon. But in the case of milk and water, once it mixed, we cannot separate between milk and water. And not only Dogen, but in Buddhist Sangha, said we should be like people in the Sangha should be like water and milk, not water and oil. That means even from the Shakyamuni Buddha's time, many people from very different social background became Buddha's students. You know, in ancient India, still in India, the social status or hierarchy was very strict. The highest was so-called Brahmin, and second was Kshatriya, that is a warrior class, and the third was common people like farmers, craftsmen, and merchants, and fourth, the lowest was like a slaves, or and below that there was some people called untouchable. But at least within the Buddhist Sangha, Buddha accepts people from all different kind of background or status, social status. So some people, some of Buddha's students was from Brahmin class, some of them, and Buddha was Kshatriya, from Kshatriya. That means he was a warrior class. And there are lower class of people who were allowed to become Buddhist monk. So many different people from different kind of social status became a monk. And within Buddhist Sangha, there's no such hierarchies, only kind of a, what do you call, that, not hierarchy, but order or seniority. After 5 years after they became a monk and practiced 5 summer practice period, they could be a teacher. And those seniors are, how can I say, kind of upper, not a class, there's no classification. Basically, they are all equal, but you know, there should be some orders. And for example, when they sit like this, they sit on, in the order of seniority. So seniority was only kind of a what we call order. Otherwise, whether well-educated or not, you know, people from low-class family were not well-educated, and some of the higher-class people are very well-educated, and there are very brilliant people like Shariputra or Mahakashyapa. And there are not so, you know, wise people. You know, one of the famous stories was a person who couldn't memorize even one word. There were such people also, but he somehow, because of his sincere practice, he attained arhathood. So, so-called enlightenment is not simply depending on the knowledge or education. So it said, you know, the Buddhist Sangha was called Pure Great Ocean Assembly, Shōjō Daikai Shū. That means, you know, many water from many different rivers enter, flow into the ocean. But within ocean, there's no separation. Ocean is simply one ocean. There are no such division from, you know, the water from that river and flow water from another river. There's no such separation, but just one large water pool. And they, when they were at home, you know, in the secular world, there are differences depending upon the social status. But when they left home, that means give up all the privileges and responsibility and wealth. They gave up everything belongs to secular world and only possess three loaves and one bowl to do begging, to eat. That is the idea of a Buddhist monk's Sangha. So within that Sangha, there's no such secular classification. That is the idea of spiritual sangha. in Buddhist tradition. So the Sangha members is like a water and milk. And it said, there is also the precept of the six ways of harmony. Six ways of harmony is a translation of Roku wa Kyo. Roku wa Kyo wa Kei. Roku is six. Wa is harmony. And the K is respect. Six ways of being harmonious and respect each other. And these six, this appeared in the Yorakukyo. Yorakukyo is one of the Mahayana sutras that describe the Mahayana precept and the idea of threefold pierce precept or Sanjujokai appeared in that sutra. And those six are first three. First three is a harmony of the activity or actions using our body and speech and mind. Body means the activity using our body should be harmonious. That means we practice the same way, we behave the same way. And speech is a practice, you know, one of the basic practice for Buddhist monks were memorizing Buddha's teachings. And they speak about Buddha's teaching, that is Dharma. So they share the same teaching. And mind is also, you know, I'm going to talk on the one of the chapters of Shobo Gendo during Genzo-e entitled Shoaku Maksa. In Japanese, in English, not doing anything evil. And of course, this is part of the verse, very well-known verse from Dhammapada. And the entire verse is something like not doing of anything evil and doing of everything good. And purify your mind, or purification of your mind. This is the teaching of all Buddhas. So, purifying our mind is very important. Not important, but basic or fundamental teaching of all Buddhas. So, our practice, you know, about our mind should be also the same. And fourth is Kai wa kyo, Kai is precept. In the Sangha, all members of the Sangha receive the same precept and take a vow to follow the guideline of the precept. So we follow the same guideline of our day-to-day lives. And fifth is ken. Ken wa kyo. Ken is view or opinion. Since we follow the same precept and practice in the same way, our view or opinion is, of course, following Buddha's view. And Buddha's view is in the Lotus Sutra called Buddha's Darshanam. And in the this teaching of six wakyo is, I think, from the early Buddhism. But if we interpret this in a Mahayana way, you know, view or opinion should be not human opinion. That can be, or that is naturally different. Each person has different opinion, different views. But in the Lotus Sutra, it says, Buddha, all Buddhas appeared in this world to show and share the Buddha's, the word in Chinese is chicken. Chi is to see. Chi is to know. And ken is to see. So how to see and know or understand what this is, what the object we see is. That is chi ken. So this is same as view, or I think in the case of Buddha's chicken, insight is a better word, Buddha's insight. Sanskrit word is darshanam. And it said Buddha's view or Buddha's insight or chicken is different from all human beings. All human beings' view are different depending upon the position. You know, as a human beings, we need to take a position to see something. So our view is depending upon where we are, what situation or condition we take. Our view are different. But Buddha can see the things as they are, without taking any position. That's the difference between Buddha's insight and views by human beings. And the Lotus Sutra said, the reality of all beings, that is Shōhō-jisō, can be seen only by Buddhas. The famous phrase is, only Buddha together with Buddhas can penetrate or thoroughly see the reality of all beings. The reality of all beings as they are can be seen only by Buddhas. No human beings can see it because our view is limited depending upon our karma. Karma means our experiences in the past. Because I was born in Japan and educated in Japanese society, my view is influenced by Japanese system of value. And because I became a Buddhist priest, my view or my opinion is Japanese Buddhist point of view. Even though I'm trying to study Buddha's insight, still my understanding of Buddha's insight or Buddhist teaching is influenced by, you know, Japanese Buddhist point of view. So basically what Dogen Zenji is saying about our Zazen is letting go, open our hand of our view. Of course, we cannot have other people's view. I have to see from my own view, my own eyes, that is influenced by our karma, different karmas. That's why we have different views and opinions. But our practice of Zazen is just letting go of whatever view or opinion. And this letting go is Buddha's insight. That means the wisdom which can see things as they are is possible in the case of human beings only through, not through, or by letting go of our personal view, or negation of our personal view. And that is kind of possible in a kind of thorough way when we are sitting and facing the wall and letting go of all different kind of thought. You know, when we are sitting in the Zendo, you know, what we do is, you know, as I always say, you keep this upright posture and breathe through our nose abdominally, deeply and smoothly and without making noise. And we keep our eyes open. Even when we sit in this posture, still, you know, so many things coming up from our consciousness. And what we do about our mind is just letting go. Let go means let them come. Let them come and let them go. We don't interact with any thought. That is a way we are free from our karmic thought. So according to Dogen, when he said Zazen is itself Buddha's practice, it means this letting go of our personal view is, or in a sense, negation of all our personal view is the way, you know, Buddha's insight can manifest itself. So Buddha's insight cannot be our personal view. But Buddha's insight, that means prajna or wisdom, manifest itself as our practice of letting go. That is at least Dogen Zenji's teaching about our Zazen practice. And we share the same practice of letting go. And of course, when we stop sitting and standing and get up the Zendo, we have to use our personal view. But this part, we have to make effort to use our personal view or individual way of thinking in the way we can, how can I say, express the Buddha's insight we experience in our Zazen. That is how our Zazen could or can function in our daily lives. That means we need to use our personal view, our own thought that is influenced by our, of course, karmic consciousness. Still, we need to be free from our karmic consciousness. So, the way we use our mind in our daily life is kind of very interesting. Practice. We use our personal view in order to become free from personal view. Anyway, I think that is what we share the same view, even though our views are different. By letting go of our personal view, we share Buddha's view or insight. And six is called Li Wakyo. What is Li? Li is benefit, or another word is sharing the, what is, how can I say, sharing the offerings. I mean, when Buddhist monks do Buddhist monks live upon begging and donation from lay society. And within the Sangha, those food and other materials like clothing and medicine, those things should be equally divided within the Sangha members. Those six are called Lokwa Kyo or Lokwa Kei. And if you practice tea ceremony, this Wa and Kei, Wa Kei, and two more things, Sei and Jaku. Wa Kei Sei Jaku is a really important point of tea ceremony. Wa is harmony. Kei is respect. You know, in the tea house. Tea house is really small hut. And when even the warriors or samurai enter the tea house, they should take off the sword. And the host who make tea and the guest who receive the tea should be in harmony and respect each other. And Sei is purity. And Jack is tranquility or calmness. So this Wa Kei is important in like a Japanese culture, like tea ceremony. Be in harmony. When we get together, we need to make effort to create harmony and respect each other and purify our mind and be quiet. that is an idea of kind of a community, spiritual community life, at least from Buddhist point of view. So Dogen then said, do not set up individual rooms. Not in Zen monasteries. All monks, training monks, live and sleep and eat in one big room called Sodo or monk's hall. So they share the space 24 hours. Nothing can be hidden. It's really difficult, especially for modern people. We need a privacy, and there's no such things in Zen monastery. So everything is exposed. All people see everything we do. So we can't hide anything. And in a sense, that is very helpful to see all people, all of us are deluded, and all of us make mistakes. All of us have, you know, certain habits and good point and weak point. And when we share such a life for many years, then we can feel that we share everything, and including the weak point, and we can, how can I say, appreciate each one's effort, even though each one of us have different weak points. Still, all people make effort to live together with other people in harmony. So it's really difficult, but if we can live in that way, you know, we can be really like a one family. You know, each members have really see the depths of each person's personality, and can accept different habits and personalities. Nor practice the way separately, either physically or mentally. Our life in this monastery is like crossing the ocean on a single ship. You know, monastic life is like, the abbot is like a captain of the ship, and all people have different function to sail the ship. And without cooperation of all the members, the ship cannot be sailed safely. So people in the community are really on the same boat. Because this is not a monastery, our community life is not so close, you know. And yet, I think to understand and share this spirit, to share our life, share, you know, the way of our life, and try to make an effort to accept other people's both good and weak points, and live harmoniously with compassion, I think is really important to practice as a community. So we should have unity of mind, conduct ourselves in the same way, give advice to each other to reform each other's faults. Follow the good point of others and practice the way single-mindedly. This is the way people have been practicing since the time of the Buddha. In this Dogen's talk and also in Japanese culture in general, I think we put too much emphasis on the sameness. And maybe American people don't like it. But when we talk about the harmony, I don't think the sameness is not so, how can I say, essential. I mean, to harmony is like a, how can I say, it's like a symphony or orchestra. You know, there are many different kinds of instrumentals, and each musician have different or unique way of playing the music. And yet, important point is the uniqueness of each one of us can be harmonious with other people's uniqueness. Then we can create a music. So each different unique individuals get together and work together, and we can create harmony. So harmony is not one single sound by one single, you know, instrument. We don't need to be the same. We cannot. We are all different, unique persons. But by playing, you know, the same music, we, as a whole, you know, the collection of different instruments played by different personality can create one music. And that music is, in the case of Buddhist Sangha, Buddha Dharma. How can we, you know, play the music of Dharma? Is, I think, the, I don't like the word purpose, but purpose or goal or whatever word we like, that is our practice. How can we play the music or sound of Dharma using our body and mind that has a, you know, different and unique karmic nature or karmic self or karmic consciousness can be free from our, how can I say, egocentricity. Still, we are unique and, you know, create a sound or music of Dharma. That is our practice.